All the biggest hits. Yeah. All day long.
And the biggest guests. You know what it is. Weeknights with Callum Gallagher.
And joining me on the show right now is Selena Gomez.
Yay. Hi.
I'm a little bit intimidated right now, I'm not going to lie. Billboard's Woman of the Year.
Yes, that's quite a title. That's a lot.
Yeah. How does one become Woman of the Year?
I think being Woman of the Year is something that it's more than just music. I feel for me, it has been such a journey, and a lot of people have seen that. So I'm honored. But music specifically, I tried my best to not really, you know, I didn't pay much attention to numbers or charts. I wanted my music to kind of stand on its own.
Speaking of, your tune Bad Lie really stood out. Was that last year you released that, or was that this year?
Yeah, it was cool because that was actually something I held on to. We worked on it over a year and a half ago. So it was one of those timeless records that I thought was perfect. I knew I wanted it to be one of my first singles because it was just fresh. It was different. We took something from a classic band and turned it into what I thought my music could be.
It was the Talking Heads and the song.
Yeah.
What was it? Psycho Killer.
Yes. Yeah. It was amazing. I'm glad we got their blessing because I would not have done that record unless I did. So.
Were you a fan of that song, I take it?
Yeah, of course. I was a fan of the band for years. I think people don't know the range of music I really pay attention to, so it was cool to acknowledge that part.
And cool to have it coming across in your music as well, for your fans.
Yeah, and I got to have my fans listen to an incredible band.
True that. And your new tune, Wolves with Marshmello, we're loving that. We've been playing that quite a lot. This Marshmello guy, I don't know if he was big in the US out with 2017, but in the UK, he's made a real impact this year.
Who is he? And I think that's a good testament to what he believes in, you know. And I obviously I've seen the man behind the big Marshmello head, so he's wonderful, and I think he genuinely loves what he does, and he puts his all into it. But he never wanted it to be about himself, so. It's cool. I think he has done what he's done to make his music great, and it was great to work with him.
So what is it like working with him? Because as far as any of us are aware, the guy doesn't speak.
Right. Maybe he doesn't as much. When we started promoting, I said, I see, you're smart. You're a smart man, because now I have to do most of the speaking and you can't. So he's brilliant when it comes to that. But he's great. I mean, he's very focused. He's not as distracted or maybe influenced by the lifestyle that comes with it all. So I was very surprised.
So how is he, is he always in that character, or is he a very different guy?
No, not at all. No, I think he definitely needs to do what he's got to do for his self. But no, when we're together or hanging out or any conversation, it's not any sort of persona. Marshmello is such an interesting name, right? It's like, okay.
Yeah, it catches everybody out here because we say Marshmello. Obviously, oh, you say Marshmello as well, but it's like Marsh.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, exactly.
Just be a little bit different.
Yeah, he's great. He's actually pretty cute too, so.
What's the tune about then? Tell us and then we'll stick it on.
Wolves is actually a song I did with Andrew Watt, who is a writer and plays guitar on the track. He knows how my journey has been, and he speaks to my heart a lot. So the song is basically saying I've gone through different battles, and I'm just trying to find what that means to get to my happiness. So the song is beautiful, but it's also a great track to just have a few drinks to and enjoy in the club. So mm-hmm. Kind of has a little bit of an 80s vibe too, which is so exciting for me because I love that feeling of dancing through your pain, if you will.
I've seen a video for that. Congrats on the walking on water. That's quite a skill.
You're right. I didn't think I could do that. But, you know, a few little tricks with
Jesus.
The camera. hardly. But I do. A big fan. Big fan.
I was surprised not to see a few of the teaser clips that you put out on social media on the run-up to the video coming out. I was surprised not to see them in the video, like the cute video of Marshmello giving you the pink marshmallow head. Are those clips part of something more, or am I digging too?
No, I think, you know, I think for me, I always like to display different versions of myself. And I think, you know, Chris, who is Marshmallow, it's just fun to play. And we created a really cool, fun other video, if you will, yeah, for the video. So it was fun.
All right, let's chat about an album. Is that single going to make the cut?
Maybe. You know, I think the album for me has been the past year of me figuring out what that album was going to say and how it was going to feel. So it's fun because I feel like I'm good at surprising people. So
are we likely to be surprised before Christmas with an album, or is that 100%
I'm
definitely not
sure.
Happening?
No, I think I want to perfect it. In a way, I feel like I'm restarting the whole journey. My label has been incredibly patient through that process because I value what my platform is, and especially in pop music. So I just want to continue to be able to shake that up and make music that's relevant but fresh.
We can wait. It's cool. Don't worry. We're happy to wait,
yeah,
for the album.
It's fine. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to come to Scotland. It's a whole thing.
Yes. Speaking of Christmas, Tahiti, you've got your tree up.
I do. Yeah. It's my first time actually having a tree in my home. So it's my own home and my friends help me. So it's up. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Real tree or fake tree?
It's a fake tree, unfortunately. But I feel like if I light a candle... Like, I feel like a candle that maybe smells as if I had a real tree would justify.
Fresh pine or something like that.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And do you have white lights or coloured lights on your tree?
White.
Yes, it's got to be.
Yeah, white right now.
Coloured lights are just, I don't know about you, but I think they're the tackiest thing.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me?
No,
but
so,
yes, I
like
understand what you're saying.
But then if they flash.
No, it's okay.
Even...
We all have a little bit of Grinch in us for the holidays.
Do we?
Yeah, of course.
I suppose when you got to tidy it all up. So do you take some time off at Christmas and spend some time with your family and see your friends and stuff?
Yeah, of course.
Drinks.
Family, yes. My family, I'm from Texas. That's just what we do. It's like we're experts in tailgating and enjoying the holidays together, so...
Well, sweet. I hope you enjoy it. And listen, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us. And hopefully we'll hear that new album in the new year and you can come back and see us then.
I would love that. Thank you so much.
Thanks for being here. Selena Gomez, everybody.
Thank you.
Listen live every Sunday to Thursday evening.